Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Cell C was die derde selfoonnetwerk in Suid-Afrika en het in 2001 sy deure geopen, omtrent 7 jaar na Vodacom en MTN. Die aanvanklike sakeplan het voorsien dat Cell C binne 7 jaar 'n markandeel van tussen 15 en 20% sou kry en dat die maatskappy winsgewend sou wees, maar dit was 'n moeilike reis, want ondanks die feit dat Cell C 'n groot aantal kliënte gelok het, het Cell C net in 2 jare in sy eerste 2 dekades winste gewys. Blue Label Telecoms het in 2017 'n 45% belang vir 5,5 miljard rand in Cell C gekoop en dit later verder verhoog. Nou, Cell C het vandag op die JSE genoteer en sy markwaarde staan op so 9,3 miljard rand en dit is laer as die 12 miljard rand wat die aandeelhouers wou gehad het en gedink het die maatskappy werd is. George Mendes is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof. George, thank you so much for your time. It's been a long and difficult road for Cell C. I remember covering the licensing process of the third license in the late 1990s as a young reporter. And I remember Cell C's big plans, including a listing. That was 24 years ago, so this must be a big moment for the company.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me. I remember that too. I was a call center agent in 1994 when the industry started. So it's been a long journey, and I watched Cell C from the side. But it's been a long journey. It's a South African brand. It's 24 years old, and today marked a significant difference, not just a listing, but what we believe is a telco of the future, a very different model, which we believe has got lots of leg room and opportunity going forward.
Are you happy with the outcome of the listing? Because I know there were 182 million shares on offer. You could only place 102 at a lower price. I see the ambitious aim was to raise 7.7 billion rand, but you only managed to raise 2.7 billion. Did that surprise you?
No, not at all. I think, if you look at Cell C, there's been the ups and downs, they say, the challenges. We've got a unique situation where we've done debt-to-equity conversions, and so this was absolutely necessary. Would we have preferred a higher valuation specifically from the selling down shareholder being Blue Label? Absolutely. Do we think there's a lot more value in Cell C beyond a 9 billion valuation? Absolutely. But for Cell C itself and the investors today, I think that means only upside. There's lots and lots of upside and opportunity. It was more around, we've done debt to equity conversions. And so when you put these instruments together, you've got a consolidated Cell C with a pro forma that doesn't have a history of operating in the way that we've structured it. So you could wait a year down the line and have a track record, but then the world also changes and we need to do the debt to equity conversion. So happy with the outcome. I think there's significant value in the asset for sure. And I think we are going to see some significant upside.
Why would investors invest in Cell C and not in MTN or Vodacom?
Well, we've got a growth story that's a little different. We've got a CapEx light operating model. And that means that I genuinely believe that there's going to be a lot more market consolidation and it will start with infrastructure sharing. It will not just be M&A activity. I think there'll be lots of infrastructure sharing. That's already started. Passive sharing that's now becoming more active sharing. So you don't need 4 steel towers next to each other with 4 generators. That doesn't make sense anymore. So given the guidance we've put on CapEx between 650 and 800 million of CapEx, that all goes into IT, building stores, customer-facing CapEx. And we've swapped our CapEx envelope for an OpEx envelope, which means we buy roaming capacity, largely unused capacity from very good quality networks. That gives us access to 28,000 virtual radio sites across the country, kind of the best of the best. And we've pioneered a network strategy from a dual multi-operator core network roaming arrangement. So right from the get-go with this strategy, you've got a very good quality, the best quality in terms of voice and data capability. And that allows you to have at least a very solid foundation from which to sell from. Then we plug in a very strong management team that we've built. We've got different lines of business, so we are playing a leadership role in the MVNO strategy, which largely has not been taken up deliberately by the other players. For us, that partnership model is very real with very significant partners And we've already grown to 4.7 million customers on our HLR, which is effectively the home location register where we connect all these subscribers from an MVNO point of view. And that's only at the beginning of the growth phase. So we think there's lots of opportunity there. Our enterprise business is lots of growth from a very small base that's starting off quite low. And part of the debt-to-equity conversion is we bought CEC back from Blue Label. That's our postpaid business. And that's been re-engineered, and we've got different channels, different products. So that will have some significant growth. And, of course, we'll compete in the prepaid space as well. And we think we'll have a growth story there with what we've done.
Yeah, I just want to come back to you, to your CapEx light model, because that is interesting. And as you've said, you don't need four towers next to each other. You can, you know, share the infrastructure. But Cell C does not have its own network. You're going to roam on MTN and Vodacom, and that removes a significant, you know, capital expenditure pipeline for you. But that is the core competitive advantage you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are a full mobile network operator. We have our own spectrum, we have our own core, we have our own connectivity to our data centers, etc. What we've given up is the physical tower with the physical radio access. We've gone with a virtual radio access. And it actually strengthens the industry. It makes the whole sector much healthier because we give billions in roaming revenue to these two operators that build great quality networks. They're great partners, and they can either choose to invest it into their P&L or reinvest into infrastructure. So effectively, you're getting market consolidation from an infrastructure point of view, which is great for the whole industry. It also does tremendous things for ESG. If we're not now building another base station with another generator, you know, you've got a really green, clean network, and it improves the climate. It improves the ESG scores from a planet point of view. So it's got more than one benefit, but it does allow – it's a strange situation. I get it, and that's what disruption does, is you compete and you cooperate with the same players. And I think at infrastructure, it's not unusual. You've already seen data cos spinning out. You've seen tower cos spinning out. So this infrastructure play is already taking place.
So not a risk that Vodacom and MTN may say, nope, we don't want you on our networks anymore?
Yeah, I think for as long as you've got more than one network operator, that shouldn't be an issue at all. You've got enough capacity to be able to move traffic from one to the other. And that, I think, is where our model comes in. You can integrate into one or more operator.
Just lastly, when a company lists on the JSE, the CEO have to blow the kudu horn, but it's not always easy to do. I've seen some very poor efforts over the years. How did you manage today?
I did a quick dry run before, so I got a little bit of a sneak preview of how to go, and then I was very fortunate to have participated in our very own 2010 World Cup, and vuvuzelas were very much the thing at the time, and I had a bit of experience, so I had to go and regain and relive those moments. And I think we did okay in the end, to be honest, with the kudu horn.
George, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with this listing. And South Africa and the JSE needs more listings. This is a solid one, a good solid South African company. So good luck with your listing future. That was George Mendes. He's the chief executive of Cell C.
RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb. Jou betroubare bron vir sakke en beleggingsinsigte.
Skalk, groot notering vir die JSE, miskien 'n kleiner notering vir die telekommunikasiebedryf, maar wat het jy gedink van wat vandag gebeur het?
Ja, ek dink kom ons vat die positiefes eers. Ek het Enko het vir ons mooi gelees in die begin dat die JSE maar onder druk was en vir enige maatskappy om vandag positief te wees in 'n kom ons sê onder druk mark is natuurlik nie sleg nie. Ja, die volume was maar relatief dun geweest en soos jy het vroeg genoem het, dit is nie noodwendig die hoeveelheid aandele wat hulle wou genoteer het nie. Ek dink hulle wou 'n bietjie meer genoteer het, maar hoe sê hulle? Ek dink elke 1000 myl het stap tot begin met die eerste stap en hulle het vandag dit geneem.
Kyk, hulle markwaarde is 9 miljard rand. Vodacom se is 285 miljard rand. En sedert die begin van die jaar is die aandeelprys 35% op. So dis een van hulle groot mededingers. MTN se markwaarde 301 miljard rand. En sedert die begin van die jaar is die aandeelprys 82% hoër. So telekommunikasie aandele is besig om baie goed te vaar. En Celsius sal moet daar vir hom 'n nes moet skrop en dit gaan moeilik wees.
Ja. Ja, kyk, dit is typies wanneer jy 'n maatskappy wil noteer. Jy wil nie 'n maatskappy noteer 'n jaar of twee terug wanneer die telekommunikasie maatskappye sterk onder druk was en die waardasies laag is, want dan dink ek het hulle selfs meer gesukkel om belang te kry in die maatskappy. So, ek dink die tydsberekening vir Celsius was goed geweest. Soos jy gesê het, met MTN op hierdie stadium vind hulle self in die top 10 best presterende maatskappye op die JSE vir 2025 en Vodacom is ook in die top 15. So, dit is typies die regte tyd en ja, van hier af het hulle nou kyk hoe dit op hulle eie gaan regkry.
Ja, ek het Telkom uitgelos. Telkom se markwaarde is 26 miljard rand, so baie kleiner as MTN en Vodacom, maar so amper 3 keer groter as Celsius nou en sedert die begin van die jaar is Telkom se aandeelprys 44% hoër. So Telkom het ook gebaat by hierdie positiewe markstemming binne die telekommunikasiesektor.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.